You're watching the Pulse WV Live, a network that beats to the heart of God. I'm your host, John Fowler. So glad to have you tuned in from Pawtucket, North Carolina, along with the Director of Ministry of the Pulse Church of the Living God, Jennifer McAllister. And Jennifer, we've been working on trying to get this going for a while, haven't we?
Yes, sir.
And we're excited about what God's going to do in this place throughout the rest of the year and years to come in Pawtucket, North Carolina. One of the things that that you've come up with is a really good study that's going to be a two-part study this week and next week, but talking about casting cares. And do you think that the world that we're in today, this is something that is, I think it's something that needs to be taught because people are in a panic in a lot of ways, aren't they?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So where did this idea come from?
I was listening actually to another minister in a complete study, and maybe three weeks ago, I got to speak here at the Pulse on the third person. I was talking about the Holy Spirit, the person of the Holy Spirit who is with us. And this part came up, and it actually just spoke so well into that, who he is and what he does for us. And he's the one that we're casting the cares on. He's here, present. And so that's kind of how it could, and then since then, I've just thought and studied on it some more, meditating on it. And so I just kind of wanted to make a little Bible study with it.
Now, you got saved when you were 9 years old, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so when you got saved and you began your relationship with Jesus, and then over the years of ministry and, you know, of traveling with your family and singing and now speaking with the Pulse Church of the Living God, there's been times in your life, as well as all the rest of our lives, to where we really need to cast all of our cares upon Him. Can you give an example of something that would help somebody today that says, hey, you know, I went through this and God really made a way and I was able to cast my care on Him? And once you did, you carried it for at first, like we always mm-hmm. do, and then mm-hmm. you got rid of it and said, I'm going to give this to Jesus.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely, many times. And if we hadn't, probably, I don't know, wouldn't be here today. And then many times I haven't cast my cares on Him as soon as I should, as well as I should, because We carry it around. A lot of times try to handle things ourselves and worry and fret and all of these and tell everybody we know instead of the one who needs, he already knows it all, but we cast it over. That's more than just telling him about it. Casting your cares on him. So our scripture is 1 Peter 5, verses 6 through 8, and we'll just read that. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. And that's where I made the divider. I want to next week focus on verse 8, the be sober, be vigilant, and our adversary. I'm not going to focus on him, but we'll talk about him a little bit. But what we want to focus on today is the casting all your cares upon him, for he careth for you. And what I found out was this word casting was something that was used when they would put a burden over on they call it the beast of burden. So that would be like an oxen, or the camel, something like some strong animal that would carry the burden for us. So they would take it off their back, their burden, and basically throw it over onto this animal that would walk along beside of them and carry the burden. And that way they could go farther. They could not have that weighing them down. So we're walking with the Lord, and He's saying, I'll be that. I'm stronger than you are. Let me carry it. And then today I was thinking about that, and I was thinking, in modern times, what would we don't have camels, but what do we? We have cars. We can put our luggage in there, and then we get in, and it carries us. We can let Him carry us, too. He's strong enough to carry us and all of the burdens that we have, all the cares. And that word cared in the Greek, it talks about all of our anxiety, worries. It could be sickness. It could be a lack, a need that we have that we're worrying about. It could be our children we're worrying about. Sometimes we worry and have cares about things we can't do anything about it. I was thinking today about your daughter when you said she left home. And there was a time that you couldn't do anything about her, could you?
No,
except
not at all.
Cast that care on the Lord. Did you find peace in casting it and saying, well, Lord, you know where she is. You can send people in her life to minister to her. You can protect her, put your angels around her to guard her and protect her. And that could bring you peace, but you couldn't do those things yourself. So that's when we cast it on him. But even when it's something we can do something about, like for instance, I was thinking, I would like to lose some weight. And that's not, it's because my knees start hurting. If I reach a certain weight, my knees hurt, my joints hurt, and I know I don't feel as healthy. So instead of beating myself over it and worrying and fretting over the fact that I'm not where I want to be, I cast that care on the Lord. And then he will help me. He will help me. So I let him carry the worry. And then the last part of that verse says, for he careth for you. And that word care is a different word in Greek. And it just means is attentive to your needs. He's attentive to you. He is watching and waiting for you to give it to him so he can do something. So just like you cared about your daughter, he cares for us even greater than that, that he's waiting for us to say, will you just give it to me and let me handle it?
Let me ask you a couple questions.
Yes,
like
sir.
In verse 7, casting all your cares, and I tease around in the Gasway, West Virginia campus a lot, that all means all.
All means all.
It always does.
Yes.
And, you know, Greek, Hebrew, doesn't matter. It all
doesn't
means
matter.
All.
Yeah.
So casting all of our cares upon him, and he cares for us. So let me ask you, is a lack of faith when we basically say, God, I don't believe you can do it?
Yeah. Look back at this verse previous to that. Humble yourselves. So humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God. What are we talking about here? If you decide that you're going to take your cares upon yourselves, you're not going to go to God with it, you're not going to quit worrying and being anxious over it, you are working in a lot of pride. Because who are you? Humble yourselves then. To humble yourselves means trust God. Give it to him. That's humbling ourselves. When we say, I can't handle this, God, and you throw it over on him and trust him to carry that, the anxiety of it, the worry of it, that doesn't mean you don't do anything. That doesn't mean I don't diet, does it? Doesn't mean there's not a part for me to play in losing the weight I want to lose. But I don't have to fret over it every day and beat myself up over it. I can humble myself and say, God, you've got this, and you will help me. And then listen to him, trust him for the outcome, and then obey him. Obey him in that.
Yeah, today, I mean, of course, most days, except if the weather's bad, my wife and I will walk or run or play pickleball or will exercise. And I did that this afternoon before it got really hot down here. But, you know, it's like, you know, you're sweating, it's tough, your body doesn't want to do it,
mm-hmm.
but you have to push yourself into this exercise mode that my wife and I have been on for years. But yet, is that something that we have to do in our relationship with Jesus?
Absolutely.
Also, do we have to, like,
labor to
push
enter
the flesh,
into rest?
Push the flesh to say, I'm going to believe, I'm going to let the Spirit take control here and not allow the flesh, because here's the thing, our spirit doesn't worry.
Mm-hmm.
Our spirit's perfect. There's nothing wrong with it.
Nope.
It's not a little spirit. Everything's fine. It's God's spirit that's inside of us. But as we feed the spirit, then we have better control of the flesh with the worry, with the anxiety, with the wringing our hands saying, is God really going to pull through? And I think a lot of times, and you could testify to this as well as me, that there's times in my life, it's the last minute of the last hour of the last second that he pulls through.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, many times.
Why is that? It's not for him. It's just for us. What we our expectation is different than his real time.
So do you think that if we get it quicker, then the answer would come sooner?
Well, what does it say at the end of verse 6? It says that he may exalt you where? In due time.
In due time.
It's his time, not our time. So if we're not worrying about the time and we're not worrying about the how, because he's telling us how and we're obeying, that's casting all the cares on him. That's being obedient to God. That's humbling ourselves unto God. And that takes all of the responsibility off of our shoulders and onto his, as long as we are casting the cares on him and obeying him. And when it says, there's a scripture, I don't know the reference, but it's labor to enter into rest. That sounds like an oxymoron.
Labor
to enter into rest. But you just said it. When you do all of that walking and exercising, then you're rested in the other part of the day and then throughout your life because your body's healthy.
Right.
And then your rest is in that you don't have, you know, you're not crippled by all of the things that happen when we don't move our bodies and keep exercising, keep healthy. So that's a physical side of that, or, you know, that's a carnal side of it. But spiritually speaking, what do we have to do to labor to enter into his rest? We have to do these things. It's not always easy to humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. It's not easy for me at night, if something's keeping me awake, to say, no, I'm putting it down. God, it's yours. That's not always easy. It's not always easy to obey him when he shows you what to do about the problem.
Yeah.
It's not always easy to keep your hands off when he says, don't touch it. Don't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? But we labor to enter into rest. Then we're resting and God is working.
Right. There's times that I've you know, in building, in working in a ministry like you have and your family and our family has, you know, for years, there's times that I've looked at God spiritually saying, okay, God, I don't see it, but I trust you.
Mm-hmm.
And that scripture you referenced is Hebrews chapter 4, verse 11.
Thank you.
It says, let us labor, therefore, to enter into that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief.
Yep.
So what does that say?
There you go, back to the unbelief. So if we're not casting our cares on him, it's showing a little side of unbelief, isn't it?
It is.
It may not be in every area of our life, too. We can have unbelief in little pockets. Have you ever noticed that?
Yeah, that's true.
You can have an unbelief in one area of your life, and usually that's the area that's suffering.
Yes.
Yeah? You can see it?
Yeah, you really can.
And you can have, but over here you may be stronger, because you don't have, you've cast your cares in that area. You've cast that on him. But this area, and some people it may be finances they struggle. Some people it may be their children they worry about. Some people it may be their physical health that they worry about, and sickness and all. But we continually work for the whole, the completion. He
right.
wants us all, spirit, soul, and body, to prosper.
So as we exercise our faith, think about this for a second. As we exercise our faith, back to exercising.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what happens if I exercise my body? It's going to get stronger.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so as I exercise through the circumstances.
Yes.
Through the situations.
Mm-hmm.
What's going to happen to my faith?
If you exercise that, it's going to get stronger. If you don't, you might die.
Yeah.
Now think about it.
Yeah,
think
yeah.
about it. If you exercise through the trial, through the circumstances, then when you face that circumstance or something similar to it next time, you're like, we got this with God. But yeah. if you wimped out, you may not
yeah.
have that strength for the next. You know what I'm saying? It's how you
yeah, because you don't
how you're doing this casting. It's how you're doing the throwing it over onto God. That's the faith side of it. And if trials can crush you if you're not doing that.
Right. Well, see, what happens is many times is within people's lives, we look at, you know, there's many, many scripture that talks about the mountains.
Yep.
You know, the mountains. And, you know, Jesus didn't say anything about him moving the mountain. He said, you move
speak.
It. He said, you speak to it. You speak to the situation. You speak to the circumstance. And when we began to speak to those circumstances, and, you know, like in the mornings, when I wake up in the morning and I brush my teeth and I wash my face off and I say, I look in the mirror and I say, John Fowler, you are blessed and you are highly favored. You are healed, you're whole, you're well. I confess that I believe.
Yes.
You know, so.
You're reminding yourself, too.
Yeah, and so what we have to also be careful along with this scripture, going down this other side of the road here,
yes,
is we have to speak to these mountains, these circumstances. We have to see God move on our behalf. But he's waiting on us to move. He already did the work. Yeah, he already did
Calvary.
The work. You know, and so, but here's what I was getting at. Have you ever gone, and I have, it seems like I've gone around that mountain several times, and the scenery looks familiar.
Yes.
Yeah, and it's like, okay, it's like I've been down this road before. I've had this test before. Here's one good thing about God. We don't fail tests with God. We redo them.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody told me one time, they said that the teacher is silent during the test. And I never forgot that. So I'm looking in the camera right now saying, if you feel like that God is a million miles away from you and you're going through the test of times of your life, understand something, that God is with you.
Yes.
He loves you and he cares about you.
Yeah.
And you're going to make it. You're going to make it. Yes, I mean, it's tough. And I got to tell you, you're not the only one that has ever gone through something. And you will get through this, and God will help you. And then there'll be a little, what's the music term, reprise, or what is it, reprise, or whatever
mm-hmm.
it is.
Yep.
Okay, so you'll get one of those for a minute, and then you're back into something else. Because he is teaching you. You are perfected through the fire. He perfects us through the fire. And so when we go through these things, and Jesus said, I mean, Jesus was even perfected through his suffering, which I don't quite understand that, but it's what the Word says. And so I'm not saying that your life is going to be all full of suffering, but let me tell you something. The enemy, verse 8, she's going to cover next week, but that goes over into John 10:10 that talks about the devil. What's he want to do?
He's seeking to
kill you.
Yeah.
Seek, kill, steal, and destroy. But Jesus said, here's what he said. He said that I come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly.
Yep.
And that's the life that I seek, Jennifer. That really is. Got any final
Amen.
Comments?
Well, I wanted to say that you just reminded me, this reminded me of a song that we sing, our New Salem, our group. We might sing it tonight.
Well,
it's called Tell the Storm.
Yeah,
and it's kind of like the mountain because... it's saying speak to the mountain about your God. You don't need to tell everybody else about your storm or tell everybody else about the mountain. A lot of times we tell our friends about our problems, and sometimes it becomes a competition. Whose problem's the biggest or the meanest
right.
problem, you know. But instead of talking about the mountain or the storm, let's tell the storms about God. Let's tell that problem. My God is bigger than you are. Magnify him, and it shrinks the problem. And so I can't wait till the next week when we speak about the lions, too. But this was good.
It's good. It's Do you
good.
Have any final comments, anything you want to say to anybody before we go?
I think you spoke it well when you say he's with us.
He
loves you. He loves you. Just like we talked about when your daughter went away from home, and I know it was breaking your heart. I've had some family members, a niece of mine that I don't really know where she is, and it breaks my heart, but God has her, and we can trust him. But just like we care for our own, God cares for us, and he knows where we are. He knows every problem and every issue, and he knows the answer.
Yes.
Cast that care on him.
And one thing about it is our daughter did come home.
Amen.
And And you may have a wayward child. And let me tell you something. Just trust that God's going to do a work in your life. So as we get down to the end of this podcast today, if you're not where you need to be with Jesus, all you have to do is believe in him. You can ask him to forgive you of your sins and to come into your life and live. But the Word of God says that if you will believe on him, then you will not perish, So what I want to encourage you, and what Jennifer and I want to encourage you to do, is to trust in God. Mm-hmm. Trust in God for your salvation. Here's the thing. If we can trust Him for our salvation, we should be able to trust Him for everything.
Everything
else, no doubt. But if you accepted Jesus today, let us know. And if you need a Bible, we will send you one free of charge, courtesy of the Pulse WV Live. And we just love the fact is that you're watching today. Please share, like, and subscribe. Also on the screen, there is three different ways that you can give to this ministry. You can text the word PULSE to 1-304-244-3187. You can also go to the Pulse Church website, thepulsechurch.com, and you can give through PayPal. Or you can also mail your love gift to P.O. Box 432, Pofftown, North Carolina. That's P-F-A-F-F Town, North Carolina, 27040. Thanks for listening and watching the Pulse WV Live, a network that beats to the heart of God.